Very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you today on the 27th of August 2022. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Tonight, we are discussing challenges faced by women who say power cuts have worsened in the country amidst water shortages. But first, a look at what is happening in the U.S. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz accepted his party nomination as vice president during the third day of Democratic National Convention. VOA Midwest correspondent Kate Farabaugh has more from Chicago.
Opening the third day of Democrats' National Convention in Chicago, U.S. Senator Cory Booker from New Jersey outlined the night's theme.
Welcome to night three, and tonight is about freedom.
While some of the programming provided speakers opportunities to address topics including reproductive rights, environmental issues, and border security, much of the messaging focused on what Democrats say is the choice in the November election.
Kamala Harris for the people. And the other guy who's proved even more than the first go-around that he's about me, myself, and I.
Former President Bill Clinton was one of the most anticipated speakers of the evening. Clinton, who has attended every convention for Democrats since 1972, drew from his own experience in the White House to explain why he believes Vice President Kamala Harris is the best choice for president.
Kamala Harris will work to solve our problems, seize our opportunities, ease our fears, and make sure every single American, however they vote, has a chance to chase their dreams.
But the key moment for Democrats was hearing from Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, who accepted his party's nomination as vice president.
It's the honor of my life to accept your nomination for vice president of the United States.
For many in the crowd and those watching the convention around the country, Walz's speech was a sort of introduction.
Now, I grew up in Butte, Nebraska, a town of 400 people. I had 24 kids in my high school class, and none of them went to Yale. But I'll tell you what, growing up in a small town like that, you learn how to take care of each other.
Walz, a military veteran, former teacher, and American high school football and basketball coach, highlighted how these parts of his personal biography prepared him for a life in politics.
But it was those players and my students who inspired me to run for Congress. They saw in me what I had hoped to instill in them, a commitment to the common good, an understanding that we're all in this together, and the belief that a single person can make a real difference for their neighbors.
As the final speaker, Walz punctuated the freedom theme of the night.
But when we Democrats talk about freedom, we mean the freedom to make a better life for yourself and the people that you love. Freedom to make your own health care decisions. And yeah, your kids' freedom to go to school without worrying about being shot dead in the hall.
Democrats wrap up this convention on Thursday evening with a marquee moment, the acceptance speech of the party's nominee, Vice President Kamala Harris. Kane Farabaugh, VOA News, from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
Thank you there, Kane. As women in South Africa round up their activities of celebrating August, recognized as the Women's Month in South Africa, Zimbabwean women staying in that country say life has become unbearable as challenges of documentation have left them vulnerable, leaving them unemployable and not able to walk freely on the streets. Tuso Kumalo reports from Johannesburg in South Africa.
Abesifazane laba abasebenza njalo abahlala kwele South Africa bathi kubo izililo zodwa ngesikhathi kuthakazelelwa inyanga yabomama. Owesifazane weZimbabwe unkosazana Pamela Ncube uthi sebephila njengabomama bona bulawe indawo zonke.
So besicela ukuthi sisupportaneni labahlukunyezwayo because ukuhlukunyezwa ngapha la ngapha ungahlali mawuhlukunyezwa hlobo zami into engayisho kubo mama because hey siyasaba la kuphumela la ngaphandle khona kunzima kodwa masibambele ezimbokodo hayi kuba lula njalo libona ukuthi asoba lapha so ngesifiso sesefisa ukuthi ngabe kuyalunga yazi uya fika sefu kini le nje ukuthi ekhaya kithi eZimbabwe ufile sefu la lapha hayi asiko safe at all uhamba estradeni suthathele ifoni uhamba sudujuliwe this lokho lalokho so vele kuthi too much kugcwele ngapha langapha hayi asikwazi lokuthi siphephela nga la khona le sizothi hayi sokuhlukunyezwa so hayi angazi uNkulunkulu nguye osongangenela
unkosikazi Sithandile Dliwayo uthi nani lezehlakalo zokudlengulwa lokubulawa kwabomama sekusenza bahambe bethidibele
kakhulukazi thina esizela amantombazana kubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba noma uhleli nje noma umntana wakho uthi uyamthuma uthi kahambe esitolo kubuhlungu noma ephenduka nje uyathandaza kuNkulunkulu uthi ngiyabonga ufike ephephile ngoba manje akusalunganga uyahlangana lo muntu wesilisa amnikeze no2 rand amtshela ukuthi umalume hoza mayifika ngale yamdlengula umntwana. Umntwana mayifika ngapha sometimes uthi ahambe e-report abafuna ama-proof. Sometimes uthola ukuthi umntwana se-ratio sebuliwe. Akula manje baba-rapper babakhathe bayenzeni akusazi ukuthi wenze njani uma umuntu esifazana. Ene noma uthi azama ukuthi ulwisane lakho yabona uma umuntu wangaphandle i-case yakho nje ifana lomlilo wamaphepha kubuhlungu kakhulu.
Unkosazana Langelihle Sibanda uthi baphakathi kwetshe lembokodo.
Nabo babesihlala nabezindlini ngabangaphenduka izilwane. Kodwa babe yiba ama protectors ethu isikhathi esiningi angale siyajola kodwa umjolo usuka usukelekiwe kubo baba umuntu uhluleka ukusupporta financially emotionally and physically ubusuthola omunye umuntu ngaphandle ozokwazi ukuthi ukuphatha kahle angithi ukuthi ku right but obaba esihlala nabe ezindlini kababe yiba abasivikelayo ukuze siuqede la lo mjolo khona ngaphandle
kodwa kumphathi intambo ubona ngokuhlelwa kwezidingo zomphakathi eofisini kaMongameli unkosikazi Maropene Ramakhuba uthi kufanele abeZimbabwe laba badinga amaphepha aqondileyo ukuze uhulumende abagoqele enhlelweni zezidingo zempilo. Kodwa kabesifazane laba bathi njengoba ukutholakala kwamaphepha la kulukhuni okwempi yengidi lelahle sekusezandleni zikamvela inqanga ukusho ukuthi ziyowelaphi induku lobhaxako. Ngimele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa inguthuso Khumalo.
Viva bomama viva
viva
viva ngembokodo viva
viva
phansi ngabahlukumezayo phansi
phansi.
With that, let's take a short break and we'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Back to our topic, residents and business operators say they are facing challenges as power outages have increased in the country. Government has said water levels are low to generate power from Kariba and Wangethemal power stations, among other challenges. On Wange, the government says it is securing the country's power generation capacity After commissioning the Dega upgradation project, which is expected to ensure reliable water supplies for Wange, the country's largest coal-fired power plant from the Zambezi River, according to state media. Exim Bank of India reportedly funded the project through a US $48.1 million credit line to ensure the extended Wange Power Station Units 7 and 8 have adequate water for boilers and cooling, with an extra supply for the local Dega community. Meanwhile, residents in most towns across the country also complain of water shortages. To discuss the topic in depth, we are joined by Mrs. Constance Shumba, head of the Women's Desk in the Harare Residence Trust, and Councillor Kalazani Ndlovu, chairperson of the Water Committee at the Bulawayo City Council. We'll start with you, Mrs. Shumba. May you explain the electricity and water challenges in the capital and how women are facing these challenges? Over to you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. I think maybe in Harare, we are the residents are facing a lot of challenges on power cuts and water shortages in Harare. So for the past 2 weeks, for the past 1 week during the Sadat Summit, people were very happy because the electricity everywhere and people were very happy. So after this Sadat Summit, people went back to their day-to-day thing, which they say is 12 hours. They are facing 12-hour power cuts in Harare. So we are seeing that residents are facing a lot of challenges, especially the women. They are facing a lot of challenges when there is no electricity. We say that it's a workload. It's an increased workload to the women when there's no electricity. The women have to rely on manual methods for the task of cooking and cleaning in their household, which eventually put an increased workload to them. We are seeing that a lot of people, because of the economic hardship in Harare, other people collect plastic containers of milk, trying to make fire to cook, fire to doing day-to-day things which are needed in the household, which means electricity. The limitation of not accessing light, accessing power, it also there's also a challenge of lightning, which is a very big challenge to the big challenge the women. What I'm saying is our coverage of numbers. The first challenge is power no famba madima, akusina lightning, akuna gate. So people will be using like their candles, they will be using small lights in their household. So the lights to flash out outside their yard, there will be no those lights. So apparently, we call the rest of the women that darkness is not going to call the rest of the cards in the Waskana, Mukatini, my communities. And also, there's also the challenge of those who are on education, especially when it comes to buy a shoe, Gawaya, education, now we know how to get a new. But because of the power cuts, it means there's no refrigerators working. So it's not considered some challenges. When you are one of them, end up using medication is still refrigerated sometimes. And also those who are in labor, you find it to my community, the Mina clinics and my polyclinics. But although the city council is installed the solar panel, you find it to my community, polyclinic, solar, complications to those who are during the time of giving birth.
Thank you so much. We'll come to you, back to you, Mrs. Shumbat, for the other challenge. Coming to you, Councillor Ndlovu, we have heard what Mrs. Shumbat is saying. They're outlining challenges in Harare. Yes, sikhuluma ngesindebele ungathi kulohlupho olufanayo yini kobulawayo izakhamizi zingabe zibhekane lohlupho olufanayo sesikhangela amanzi ukucishwa amahlana kwamagesi njalo lenzani njengecouncil.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu njani balaleli. Angikwazi ukuthi ukuqala ibingane network yakhe ayenzi kahle kodwa ke nevertheless ama-challenges amanye kade ngiwakhikha ayafana acisha afani ngokwasiza ilizwe liyi-one. Ukucishwa kwamagesi okwenzakalayo phakathi kwelizwe nokuswelakala kwamanzi kusuka kube ngama-challenges kakhulu kubomama especially ukumama amanzi kusa-intervention ukugeza ukugezisa ama-vegetables emfikeni ngoba izananzelela ukuthi insika kithi lezi-informal retail stores itshwaphakambi phambi kwezindlu zethu angithi yiyo indlela ezimbabwe siyi-raise ngayo i-economy kumbe emarket etown abanye be-raise be-prefeze yalapho abathola khona imali. So esikhathini esiningi nxa kusele be-prefe ukuthi nxa kuyangena efrijini for example amatamatis but because amagesi ahlala eqinyiwe ngibona irana isimo kwenzakala kakhulu bomama ngoba yibo abatholakala kakhulu kulezo zindawo zokuthengisa emfikeni. Amanzi njengawo ayi-challenge aafeka athola i-advantage mhlawumbe babhode batshontsha amamitha lana nxa betshontsha amamitha lana umuntu oba mosi affected afikile i-120 hour shedding ekhona kobulawayo ngoba vele singenamanzi. Umuntu oba-affected kakhulu ngemitha liyani etshontshiweyo ngumama ngoba manzi ngeke sakwazi ukuma ukuzaaqela ukuthi avalele laphana nemali yakhe yomsika lo ukuthi ayinelise ukuthenga enye imitha ayilise. Again indaba yamanzi ihlukuluza kakhulu abantwana abangamantombazana amayethi ngiyakhangela abasakhulayo bagcina befunda imikhuba engekhulu kwabanye abantwana ngathi i-peer pressure kwabanye abantwana lapho ababethisa khona amanzi izibuleko ezinzi ngisayi ukuthi bawawokha maybe i-distance esiyalanda lawo manzi upon going there bayabe-abuse maybe behamba bekhonjiswa mhlawumbe lesikhathi singakafiki umntwana afundele khonapho ukuthi kumele umuntu uyakhonjiswa ngumbe uyakhomba baba-exposed because esikhathini esiningi ilizwe linzima phela i-economy umama sithona sithanda sidinga ukuthi ntambama kudliweni then umntwana oyinkazana because of our patriarchy system umntwana oyinkazana sekumele akhangele imsebenzi yasendlini agijima ayedinga amanzi abuye ekline athi ugcina esiba kumandela then imikhuba le ibe lula ukuthi ayithathe ayifunda kwanje isiphenduka-ke isilumatha iphambanisa the society also umntwana ugcina ekhathala ezifundeni zakhe agcine esesiba phansi ngonambeka ukuthi phela esikhathini esinengenziwa ngabantwana abangamankazana esibagquma ukuthi bebe ngomama omama imbokodo zakusala begcina bengasebaqhiki which is our generation and our ema-96 abasenapower yokuzimela because isikhathi esiningi sebesichitha ngalolu dubo esinalo lwamanzi udubo lwamagesi bethinga inkuni especially lapha kuwatheni kule ndawo ngapha e-Richmond eziporweni na and khonapho balula futhi ukuthi badlwengule ngababobaba kumbe ngithi ngabafana baye bezihambela besenza amateva nxa behlangana nabantwana abangamantombazana beqabula inkuni.
Yenza kubamba umlomo khonapho sathi sesibuyela kuukuthi usitshele ukuthi liyenzani njengekhansili khonapho ukuthi liqedele olu hlupho and it's interesting that we see that the women in both cities are facing same problems, probably throughout the country too, and they are exposed to, young girls are exposed to sexual advances or even sexual violence while they look for firewood and while they go to fetch some water, usually from unhygienic sources. Yes, and we're coming back to you, Mrs. Shumba. You were about to delve into other challenges faced by women in Harare. You can go ahead, in Shona.
Okay. Besides the power cuts, are we talking about the issues of water shortage? Communities in Mangwe Akwa Nambura once a week, Mangwe Anwanda, Anwanambura thrice a week, Chichungo Siam and Jimbo, the other part of neighboring, one or two penny ways. They are now, they are now forbidden like CCN, Latin Nambura, other places like Mabuku Tafara. And also in but at the same time, in the Harare suburbs, you find people end up fetching water from my shallow wells in Jimbo. This is not Utano, Akako, Akanaka. apa iye anengati kasazana nophisa bakusazana biko kuma 6 vana vasatwa ichase vana vafuna kuzino kansiro ndi kuma 7 8 vana ndivaranisa
Thank you so much. We'll come back to you again. Mrs. Shumba, thank you so much for that. You heard today Mrs. Shumba with her, especially the last part of her contribution, where she says these power cuts can also lead to domestic violence because some men, husbands, will come late at night and they want hot food. If you tell them there was no electricity and you don't have firewood to make the fire, they are angry at you. That is, it may sound unreasonable, but women do face such challenges. Yes, coming to you, Councillor Ndlovu, as the local authority, how are you addressing the water shortages? And on the power cuts, have you engaged stakeholders? How do you explain these problems to your communities? Yes, but have you met stakeholders as far as electricity is concerned? Are you part of the meetings too?
Yes.
Okay. You can go
ahead. Nani ukola pesi nila yako, kote ajeba sisi kuti na amu ya vum, na amani wakamba, bibi la matola, bibi, ama ama chini kwa ishara, zima ama chini kwa ishara, bima lola kwa Obama wa shule, na kumbuka tena, physically, psychologically, emotional, and mental, kwa mmoja tu baadhi ya chini. And all the law, I put it in the middle of the world. You can't see the people who are in the middle of the world. You can't see the people who are in the middle of the world. You can't see the people who are in the middle of the world. You can't see the people who are in the middle of the world. You can
Yebo ke sisiza kubamba umlomo khonapho siyaxolisa Councillor Isikhatha says asenelisi ukuthi siqhubeke besithanda ukuzwa sithi kwenzakalani but we'll give this last minute to Mrs. Constance Shumba to say your last word so you have about a minute go ahead
Okay, I think Isusu is a lot of distrust in Tirukukuri Drama Council, especially the Harare Council, to upgrade its infrastructure to Morton Jeffrey so that you can cater for everyone, which have no access to water, and also to know traumatization meetings in the community, to also do. Water conservation will involve in the water management so that one can manage the communities, especially on those boards, to put some committees and also manage the boards. I will put Agari and Chishanda.
Okay, thank you so much. That was Mrs. Constance Shumba of the Women Desk at the Harare Resident Trust. And earlier on, you heard from Councillor Kalazani of Ward 10 and Tumbane, who is also the Water Chair Committee. Signing off, I'm Sitandekile Mhlanga here in Washington, D.C.